elite personal coaching, coaching for success, building strategies for personal growth, maximizing your ability to achieve your goals and live your dreams.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jesse Bowen. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Elite Personal Coaching. I'm your host, and this morning we're finishing up a four-week program that another fellow coach and instructor out of Austin, Texas, Lamar Irvin, we've been talking about procrastinating, overcoming procrastinating to achieve your goals. Good morning, Lamar. How are you doing?
I'm doing better and better. It's fun to talk about procrastinating, isn't it? More fun talk about overcoming it.
Well, it really is, because the more that I know as a coach myself, the more that I coach, the more that I teach, and this is a great thing about being a coach, you become aware of your own self, and am I doing it? And so every time I teach one of these classes, or I talk about procrastinating, or I talk about goal setting, personal abundance, it always brings a deeper awareness, because I have to do my own study work and do self-evaluation before I can actually go out and tell someone else what to do. So this is the most empowering part of it, of everything that we do as coaches and as lecturers, is finding ways to help others while we're still empowering ourselves in being able to do that. So we really hope that you've benefited from our training programs. Please go back and review the information that we've done. At the end of this show, we'll give you information about our upcoming seminars, teleconferences, and the different things that you can still become involved in and to continue to follow the training principles. So the most important part is, once you receive information, is the action that you take on that information. So this morning we want to talk about setting your goals. Now, when we're talking about setting your goals, we know that a goal is a visual point out there that you can see that you're moving towards. It's your mind is like the GPS system. So the goal is the destination that you want to arrive to. And once you set it, it's there. The key element in all successful programs. You know, every year people spend thousands and millions of dollars of going to hear some of the greatest speakers in the world, the greatest lecturers in the world, take great workshops, and they don't come back and take action. And I really always try to encourage the people that are taking my seminars, the students, the graduates, to now go back and immediately take action. So if you've been following our program for the past 4 weeks, then please email us, let us know the actions you've taken and what has been the results of those actions. So this morning we want to focus on five key points we want to hit on about goal setting. And the very first one I want to start with is about dreams. You must have a dream. And procrastination is that you're involved in too many dreams. So therefore, nobody takes action. You're not taking action on your dreams. So you want to isolate the dream, that idea, that concept that feels good to you, that would make you happy, and now move towards that. Now, if you've got stuff that you haven't done, this information is always, this other stuff is always going to be in front of you until you clear the path. So moving towards your goals is really about moving from your past. So if you've got things you need to clear, take action. Stop staring at it. You know, make a movement on it. This week, if you haven't contacted a bill collector, call them up. Have a conversation. If you're in a relationship and it's not going well, then take the action and direct it in the way you would like for it to go. If you're concerned about your prosperity base, pick up a paper, look for a job. You know, hire a coach, find out what type of options that you can have that will now possibly move you and now motivate you. So going towards your dreams is still about motivation. So, Lamar, I know that we teach a lot about dream control and a lot of things that we do. So what information can you give to our listeners this morning that would sort of support their goals, and as we talk about having that vision about your dreams?
Good question. Visioning, well, the visioning process, if we want to go there, that's what I'm starting this Wednesday, is basically getting the idea from the dream, more from that inspired place of who we are. Since we are a part of the universal source energy and we're created from it and live and exist within it, it's possible to connect to that that universal source energy and pose questions about your dream, about your vision, about your life purpose, your project, whatever that is, and receive answers. And that's one of the key points I love about what the Silva Method teaches. It teaches people to tune their mind to that optimal frequency so that they can get answers from the infinite potential. And when we have answers and we see benefits in that space of mind, then taking action becomes more effortless, and everything works for us better when we take inspired action versus action based on willpower and what we should do.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the key elements when we talk about dreams, and most people think about dreams as something out there that maybe I dream to be the president or I dream to be president of some company or whatever. You know, that's one form of dreams. Those things are out there. But when we have another side of dreams is the dreams that we have every night, which are definitely informational parts about our thinking. You know, do you remember your dream last night? Because a lot of the information about solving your problems and moving towards your goals is happens to you every night. And when we think about dreams, we're thinking about that power within you. You go to bed and you have a thought in your mind, and you know many times you've solved problems while you're sleeping. So that is a part of dream control. So dream just thinking is out there. You're sitting on a park bench and you got a dream that one day you will see. It's all still about the action. And maybe you have had an idea for an invention and it was great. Next week or next year you go out, someone's created this invention. You say, wow, somebody stole my invention. Well, no, what happened was you didn't take action on it. And that energy and that process just went to someone else. So the energy is flowing all over the universe. Everyone has it. And the person that succeeds is actually that person's going to actually get there first, and what they're going to and how they're going to be using the energy. So you want to think about very specific areas about your dreams and about what it is that you want to do and how are you going to work on the planning of that. So if you have something that you want to accomplish right now, this upcoming week, this month, starting off the new year, then start with pen and paper and start writing things down. And now put it into a sequence that every day or every week you can do something towards that. You want to make those steps and take direct, specific action. But you first have to know is exactly where am I going? When you can answer that question, then the journey is much smoother in doing that. And then remember, take action every day. Take 5 steps towards your goal. If it's a major goal you want to accomplish, then make a plan to just take 5 steps towards that. Do something every day on it. And the whole area of success is about being consistent, being persistent. So when you're now working towards something and you know that this is the information or this is what you need to do to make your life successful, the things around you successful, then to take action. And, you know, it's really harder to do then we're sitting here talking about it, but it's the very first step. So if you're sitting in a place and you feel like you're falling down a cliff, well, reach out and grab something before you hit the bottom. So when you're procrastinating, there's, you know, what's under you is the bottom. So if you already know where the bottom is going to wind up, then everything else is going up, is towards the top. So when we think about developing our intuitive side, Lamar, when should a person recognize or realize that they're in this situation, and then what do you feel is some of the first things you tell your clients?
Well, using your intuition, you can always detect the status of the situation quicker because your intuition is a radar that goes farther than your physical senses. And so when people are detecting that they are off track, then it's a good time to work with them on their dreams, exactly what you're talking about. Have them take action, talk about anything that they're holding on to, not doing from the past, and basically coach them through that process.
Well, how do you get started? Well, the very first thing is, if you're in a place and you want to move forward on any level of success, is take the next 30 days. The next 30 days to take action towards moving or deciding what that success is. And these are some of the reasons why we've set up a lot of different training classes online this year. We've had hundreds of people to take our classes. In fact, our blog radio listeners this year, we've had about 20,000 people to actually listen to our radio show. So one of the things that you want to do is find yourself in an association, your association with the different groups that you're affiliated with, that may be social, that may be business. Those groups really have an effect on the outcome of your goals. They really influence that. And this is the reason why, you know, we just finished 2 weeks ago the Goal Manifesting Success Principle teleseminar, which is a mastermind group of generally 10 to 15 people. And what we do is to help you to program through not just the principles behind goal setting, but we work on the inside part of goal setting, how to remove those blocks. We work on the visualization part and teaching you visualization and goal setting principles, because goal setting principles without changing the inside part of you, they still don't work. It's always easy to get started, but can you be persistent? And when you can now get involved and take that very first 30 days and now take action, that's the first step on now making those major changes. Because it's so easy, especially if you've been procrastinating, to start something and something else pops up, something else pops in there, and you don't get the work done. But when you're working with a mastermind group, because every week you show up, and the group is looking to see what success you've had. So now it sort of triggers you into taking action. And this is the reason why our teleseminars, next week we have a program, this new program that's going to be starting up, and that is the 30-Day Goal Manifesting Success Principle Teleconference. And this week we're going to be holding a teleconference. Lamar and I are going to have our wrap-up show, so if you'd like to attend that, then you can actually go to prosperitywarrior.com/goalchallenge.html, and you can register on that page, and you can attend our teleseminar. This is going to be a whole hour seminar where you'll have an opportunity to ask questions, and we'd be more than happy to coach you on Thursday on how to get started, and invite you to participate in our coaching and visioning classes to help you get started. Again, this program, Lamar and myself, we're both Silver Method instructors, and if you've never heard of the Silver Method training, then you can just go online and Google Silver Method, S-I-L-V-A, Method, and you'll find out this is a world-renowned program which millions of people have received the benefits from attending the seminars and the coaching programs. So, Lamar, let's talk a little bit about you as we get ready to wrap up here in just a few minutes. Tell us, I know you have your classes coming up.
Okay. Well, actually, this Wednesday, it's great. I had a call from one of your ladies who took your 30-day goal manifesting class. She called up last week and signed up for this visioning class. I'm starting this Wednesday evening, 7:30 Central Time, 8:30 Eastern Time, for up to an hour each phone call. And basically, on the phone call, we're going to go through a process of tuning our mind into the visioning mindset, so that you can pose questions that I will give to your universal source energy, and then in the silence, receive the answers, and you will actually take notes while you receive the answers. It's a very pleasant process. That'll take up most of the phone call, then we'll have time for Q&A. When you sign up, you get, for me, once you sign up for the $79 class by this evening or $97 after that, you get at least $225 in bonuses, which includes a free coaching session with me, $50 off my newest class, And then sign up for Jesse's 30-day, you get mine at half price. And all that's available at my website, which is mindtechnology.com. Just look under classes, visioning.
Okay, great. Okay, everyone, we're getting ready to end our program. Remember, just give me a call. My telephone number is area code 919-489-6100, or just email me at jbowen, B-O-W-E-N, 8871 at AOL.com. And remember, empower your life. Take action. We really enjoyed our training process with you, and everyone, have a great week.
Have a great week. Thank you, Jesse.